Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Week 3, Week 4 Igloo Fantasy Football Podcast. This is Ryan Gilmer. I'm here with two very special guests, Nick Adams of the McCoy Pond Pirates and Paul Stouffer joining us today on the podcast of the Meerkats. Guys, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Ready for
Excellent.
This.
Excellent, Ryan. Everything's going very well. Thank you.
We got a lot to talk about. It's been a crazy week in fantasy. First thing I want to cover was week three, little recap. We had a couple big matchups. We had Joel versus Maddie in a grudge match, and we also had Brian versus Eric in an up-and-coming rivalry, I'd say. I mean, friends, but they're developing a little rivalry here. Towards the end of that game, we had some crazy stuff go down. Were you guys paying attention? What did you think?
Honestly, Ryan, I'm not sure that Joel's ever going to be the same after that crushing loss.
Is it fair to say before we're like 2 minutes in, but is it fair to say that Joel is in the House of Pain? I think he's in the House of Pain after this loss to Maddie.
House of Pain.
He was close, man. He was within a point up, I think, and then all of a sudden, like, you kind of just knew Dallas was going to get that sack, that fumble. Like, you just kind of knew it wasn't going to work out for him.
Well, not really. I mean, he lost the game with 28 seconds left. All Romo has to do is hold on to the ball, and he's in good shape. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
Terrible. He was already starting to pick on Maddie a little bit.
Yeah, he was feeling it. Sowing his oats a little bit, and that, I'll tell you what, that's never good. That's bad karma. It's going to come back to bite you. It's not good. Not good to do.
But I felt for him. I felt very deeply for him.
That's true. That's a good point, because it is really, really, really crappy to lose any week like that. Even Joel, who gets a lot of crap from everybody, you don't want anybody losing like that. It's terrible. It affects the whole, like, next 2 days. It's like, oh my gosh, if that wouldn't have happened, if this would have happened, I would have been fine. It's terrible. Do you think Maddie deserved it? I mean, in that matchup, did we all want Maddie to win? I mean, let's say that.
I was one of three people that voted for Joel. I thought Joel had that thing locked up. It also affects my weekly picks. You know, I have a very personal goal to be at the top of the weekly picks, not only to dominate the league from a performance standpoint of the McCoy Pond Pirates represent, but also from intellectual mind meld, I know everything point of view. So I really wanted Joel to pull it out. No, I don't think Maddie deserved it.
Well, as stated by Maddie, he self-proclaimed the error of playing Beanie Wells.
Yeah, that's true. He totally
was coming to him.
Yeah,
he comes off as pretty genuinely nice, but that was a dig at a very dirty moment.
That was. It's bad to come out that right as you just stick it to a guy, like stick the knife in his back and say, "Well, I didn't even really manage good this week. That's what would happen if I'd have managed well. Then this wouldn't have even been close." Yeah, that's not close.
That's the worst part.
Yeah, it is the worst part. What about Brian and Eric? Because Brian, we were back and forth. Brian had Dez Bryant. Eric had Mr. Hightower. And it was going back and forth, and it looked like Brian was going to pull it out. There was like a 3rd and 10 or something, and Romo threw up kind of a Hail Mary kind of pass to Dez. I thought it was garbage, but of course Brian didn't think that. And then they go get the field goal, and then all of a sudden Hightower's back on the field, gets a couple dump downs. Are we happy for Eric? I mean, are we really happy for Eric?
Well, I can say I'm not. I'm gunning for Eric week one. He's had a sight on his back on my radar for a while.
Yeah, I've noticed you've been a little antagonistic towards him, Paul. Is there a reason for that?
Well, I think he's coming out, scoring the most points, being on top, continuing to win. He's really my only obstacle now, because I lost my chance at beating him, so now I've got to just rain verbal terror on him.
What about you, Nico? What did you think? I mean, Brian or Eric, it's like, we have to root for one? I mean, what's...
I love both these guys, and I was okay with the outcome of this one. I mean, if Brian's going to be mad at anybody, it's Michael Vick. You know, he comes out and gives him 8 points, first-round draft pick, no good. So that one I was a little less emotionally tied to. I know everybody's, you know, everyone's saying, oh, Eric, you know, your team's not that great. You know, everyone's a little worried, but yeah, he's 3-0, but I don't know. I mean, does anybody really think Eric's got staying power? I mean, we can ask Amanda.
Well, that's a whole other subject. I mean, let's talk a little bit more about Eric. I mean, he had a banner week. He's certainly living the high life through the first 3 weeks. I mean, is there anything else we could say about Eric's team, really?
Role players playing above expected levels. You know, he's got a good team. He's got a great team. He's a good manager. I personally think he takes a lot of shit that he doesn't need from a lot of people. But when I try to defend him, he just attacks me because I'm the new guy.
Yeah.
Okay, Eric. Okay.
Paul, what do you think about Fuzzy Duck? Do you have anything to add about that?
I don't know. I mean, it's early in the season. A lot can change, but so far he's proven himself as the guy to beat.
Paul, you've had a stellar breakout year so far. You guys actually are really off to a very good start. Did you expect it? Is it going to continue? What do you have to say about your teams? Paul, go first.
Well, as a probably the least qualified to conduct a worthy draft, I was pleased with how my top three picks have been going. I can really just count on those guys to Stafford, Dre, and Run DMC to really just make a case for being the best trio in the league.
Paul, I love the way you said that, like you were their boy. Like you're like, oh yeah, me and Dre. Like I just count on him every week. Dre really comes through. Run DMC, yeah, he's my boy. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, like it was kind of nice being so far back in the drafts in retrospect, because a lot of the big name players that you might have been tempted to take were already gone. So I think I got a nice pick with what's his face? My running back.
Oh, McFadden.
McFadden. I'm looking at the nicknames, and I was. And then obviously Stafford was a deep pick for a quarterback, but he's been proving himself as pretty consistent so far.
Would you say that your picks were more obvious because you had a later pick in the draft? Like you didn't have to worry. You just took the obvious guy.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like Stafford was. I needed a quarterback by round 3, and he was sort of the next guy in line. And in no way was I intelligent in my like predicting anything, but I've been very pleased with how they've turned out for me.
Paul, do you know what I think?
What do you think?
I think you're in the house of pleasure. You're definitely in the house of pleasure right now, Nick. Oh, well, by the way, when we were talking about Eric's team, I have a nice little soundboard thing for Eric too. Anytime I mention Eric, I want to hit that. You need to remind me. I've already dropped the ball way too much in this first 10 minutes because I want to say like, man, I really wish Eric would do such and such or not do such and such. All right. Anyways, Nick, dude, you had a good team. You were the Toyota best draft, I believe.
Yeah. I mean,
most projected points.
Everybody, just so everybody knows, that is the screensaver on my laptop at work.
The
took
best
a little
left?
Nice little JPEG of that, and I look at it every morning. Well, I just wanted to comment on Paul's team.
Yeah.
For a guy who took, you know, I took, Rodgers, I took him first round. So looking at a guy like Stafford performing at such a high level, you know, knowing he was a third round pick, I'm like, man, kind of want to be in Paul's shoes there, because then he's got Johnson as a backup. So kudos to Paul on a great draft.
Yeah.
You know, I could be 3-0. You know, the McCoy Pythoners.
Really could. You should be, actually. I'll say that.
Yeah, I mean, I played Ryan in the first week. I lost by, I think, 5 points. You had somebody that just went buck nutty.
Well, the Monday night game was Branch. I had Branch and you had Marshall. Rice went off against the Steelers.
Yeah, Rice had like 30 or something, which he should have, don't get me wrong. So, I mean, I'm pretty happy with my team. I feel like the Colts choices, everybody knows that was, you know, bad. It's hurting me. I need my guys like Marshall to play, you know, every week. Henderson is questionable. I kind of feel like Henderson is equatable to Britt, excluding Britt's injury, so he's out. Like, he's playing well, he's giving me points, but how long is that going to last? I don't know. So, you know, he's kind of like a ticking time bomb. I gotta watch out for that. But I'm really happy with my team so far.
Yeah, I think you should be. I mean, you're obviously playing really well. I mean, the schedule remains easy for the next several matchups. And, I mean, you should be on cruise control for a few more weeks at least. So, I'd say you things are looking up for the
MPPs. Cheers to that.
MPPs. Obviously, I think we need to move on to talk about some of the trades going down in this league. I mean, Paul, you and I have been in this league since its inception, since the glory days of Josh Coffey, the Loggers, Brian Gribben in the league. I mean, this we're talking like the foundations of what this league has been built on. Have we ever seen this kind of trade activity? Ever?
I don't know. People tend to shy away from the trades historically. It's hard to find a win-win in a trade, but they're going down.
Dude,
this season.
Is Dave trying to prove himself? Like, is he trying to just flop it out there and say, hey, you know, well, I'm in this league. I mean, he's made two trades we could talk about. The one with Joel earlier this week, he traded JerMichael Finley and a sixth-round pick to Joel for Joe Flacco and a fifth-round pick. What do you think about that? Would you have made that trade if you were Joel or if you were Dave?
I can't. I mean, you know, the trade is tough to talk about. I don't know. I guess Dave wanted Flacco more than I expected Dave to want Flacco.
Yeah. I would have probably taken – I mean, he did get to move up a little bit in the draft too. So he got Flacco and a little bump in next year's draft, which is fine. I like Finley. I mean, and maybe he was thinking, well, Finley just went off, had three TDs. I'm just going to kind of cash in my chips. You know, he's probably not going to have another week like that. I think he's got Greg Olsen on his team. He's going to start him instead. But it was just kind of odd because Flacco's never really been a guy that's been real consistent. He's the kind of guy that goes off once in a while, but – predicting that's really tough. So I don't know what he's going to do with that, but Joel's obviously all in on Cam Newton. So I guess it makes sense for Joel. We'll see if it makes sense for Dave. And then Dave today trades Adrian Peterson and Santonio Holmes to Maddie for Larry Fitzgerald and Rashard Mendenhall. What's going on with that? I mean, Maddie getting rid of his Steeler boy, Rashard Mendenhall, after he didn't do anything against the Colts, but acquiring his Thug Life brother, Santonio Holmes, or Steeler. Instead, I don't know, man. What do you like about that? Oh, and another draft pick trade. Maddie gets Dave's third round pick. Dave gets to move up a little bit for next year's round. So Dave's gotten two higher picks in these trades. What do you think? What's going on, man? What's Dave thinking? Nothing.
Well, he's definitely trying to set something in motion. I mean, he's got to do something to get out of that 12 spot currently.
Yeah, I made an offer for Peterson. Evidently, it wasn't this good. It probably wasn't, actually. He must really like Fitzgerald. I don't know. I think it's questionable. Fitzgerald's got ahead of touchdown last week. It was kind of a Hail Mary-type pass from Kolb. You know, I don't know. I feel like Dave kind of got the worst end of both these trades. He did get to move up in the draft for next year, though, which is definitely valuable.
Maybe that's what he's looking for as the silver lining in these.
Yeah, I guess so. Nick, I mean...
Two things. First thing, how long has Maddie been a Steelers fan?
God, for too damn long, I'll tell you.
Right, and now he's dumping Mendenhall week four. I mean, the next time I see Maddie and he's wearing a Steelers hat, I'm going to take the hat and say he doesn't deserve it.
Well, the other way to view that is Maddie does know the Steelers, and he's looked at Mendenhall, and he's like, dude, I don't like what I see out of that performance. The thing is, though, Dave's a Steeler fan, too. Dave still knows. Like, Dave knows what's up with the Steelers. So he must think it was just a one-week thing. Dave is definitely in on Mendenhall. Maddie's selling on Mendenhall, that's for sure. So... we'll see, man. I guess that's the beauty of the league. That's the beauty of trades, is you don't know how they're going to work out. I'm glad people are making them. I mean, have you guys had any recent trade offers or any you know, any, obviously none of the three of us have executed a trade, but I think we're all probing. I think that'd be fair to say.
What are we? Well, I can say that I offered Ryan like 50 variations of trade, to which he kept saying, no, it's not good enough. Okay, fine.
Dude.
I want to talk about trading draft picks, because I feel like we're trading a commodity that we don't truly understand.
Yeah, do you think people in general overvalue next year's draft picks, or undervalue, or don't know how to value them?
I'm worried about the guy who's saying, you know what, I'm going to trade away my draft picks because maybe I'll quit. You know, it's like,
oh,
yeah, I'm just thinking, I mean, it's odd for me. I've never been in a league where they traded draft picks. I know this is the first year here, but it's like, you know, I don't know. We'll see.
I think that would be pretty shady if you knew you weren't going to come back to the league. You just tried to accumulate everybody you could, trade off your draft picks so that the next year, when you don't, when you're not in the league, you don't have to worry about it. That would be pretty shady. I'd agree with that.
When I say it out loud, I know that no one here would do that.
Yeah.
Everybody cares about the league too much. So that's maybe a bad thought. But
I think it is accurate, though, that we don't know really how it's going to affect next year, because we've yet to see any of these like happen in past years, to see what they actually do for the next year.
What I want to see is somebody trade off their first round draft pick for some stud, and then see that stud break his collarbone or something in that game.
That's possible. Would you guys be more interested in acquiring players or draft picks for next year? I mean, you guys are both having a really good year, so are you looking to trade draft picks at this point to accumulate players?
I don't think anyone should be in a position right now to say, I've assessed this season and it's a wash, I'm going to try to do what I can for next. Yeah. I think everybody's still in it, personally.
Yeah. I've had a few offers for some draft picks, and I'm more interested in like keeping this season solid and looking forward for the next set of weeks rather than thinking about next year at this point.
Would you say it's fair that everyone still kind of should be in a wait and see kind of mentality and not making any drastic moves at this point?
I think that's fair.
Is that how you guys are viewing it, would you say?
Yeah, well, it's hard too, because Nick and I are both in the
good
top, the upper good echelon, so it's hard to say what we would do if we were hurting a little bit and like looking for something to make a change on. So
That's a great point, Paul. Like, I don't know what Joel and Andy, like, what they have to tell themselves at night to be able to fall asleep with such poor performances. So yeah, I mean, whatever you need, guys. Whatever you need.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, if I lose this week to Brian and I'm 1-3, which could very well happen, I'm looking at this matchup and I'm just like, oh gosh, Fitzpatrick better throw like 4 TDs to Stevie Johnson this week for me to have a good shot at winning this. If I'm 1-3 and if I lose another couple games, dude, throw me the draft picks and I will sell off Ray Rice. I will sell off the guys I have. If it doesn't turn, I will do it, because you might as well. There's nothing else going on, you know, like, you might as well start planning for next year if you're, but that's when you're like 1-6, you know, and not, you know, 1-2, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm not real happy with my situation right now, so we'll see how it goes. Why don't we move forward from that to this week's preview? We'll preview the week's matchups. So let's do, first off, we'll just get this one out of the way. Me versus Brian, Jizzy Pants versus B to the Mac, I believe is how it's said.
Classic matchup.
So let's look at it, guys. Give me some reason that I'll win. Try to convince me.
Michael Vick falls in love with dogs again. let me look here. I was thinking about this earlier. I mean, on paper, you're not that big of a dog, I don't think.
Well, I try not to look at the Yahoo projections, because they've been pretty wrong so far, and they're probably not always right. So I'm like trying to ignore those. So I know I'm a 10-point underdog according to that, but I'm trying not to pay attention to that. I don't know. I'm hoping Fitzpatrick has another big week. Romo's still really brittle and has no receivers, except for Dez, who Brian has. I'm starting Branch, who didn't make a catch last week. I'm starting Manningham, who's coming back from a concussion. I'm starting Randy McMichael because Gates is brittle and is going to be out for weeks because of his foot injury. And that's like, there you go. Like, three guys. I have no idea what I'm going to get, you know? And then the other guys, you know, I hope they go off because that's what I'll need. Meanwhile, Brian's pretty much loaded at every position. Vic, Calvin Johnson, Gronkowski is, like, unbelievable, you know? How am I going to win? How am I going to win this matchup? I don't understand.
I think Calvin Johnson has a quiet week coming. I don't see – I mean, what was he like? 28 points last week. He's a great wide receiver. I had him last year. I don't think he's going to consistently give 20-plus points. So I think maybe you're going to get – maybe you get a Brandon Marshall week – a performance from last week out of Calvin Johnson this week. Maybe Michael Vick gets hurt like he does every game and has to leave in the third quarter. You know, I don't know Rob Gronkowski, but I do know that he scores a lot of points.
Yeah. So what you're saying is I need Calvin Johnson to get unlucky, Vick to get hurt, and Gronkowski to get unlucky. And if all three of those things happen, then I can win. I feel
bad. I'll tell you what, James Starks is not going to beat you.
I hope not. Is Grant playing or is he out? Oh, Grant's out. Yeah, Grant's iffy this week, it looks like. That's what it says. Yeah, that's why he's starting. So there's a guy who's going to be on a good offense, playing a crappy team, getting a lot of touches, probably a lot of catches, probably a touchdown. Yeah, I don't feel good about that either. Oh, well.
I just voted against you.
Yeah, I see that. I actually get notified whenever somebody... Somebody votes against me, so I'm taking names, just like LeBron, and actually just like Brian. So, Paul, what do you think, man? Am I gonna win? Tell me something. Tell me you hate Brian. Tell me that he did something stupid to you 5 years ago, and that karma's gonna come back to haunt him.
I actually have a written allegiance to Brian for power rankings.
Oh, I get it. Yeah,
I'm nice to him. He bumps me up a little bit, so I have to walk the fence on this one.
All right, understood. All right, well, let's move on. Let's move on to another matchup. Let's go Mean Machine and Lucky 7 this week. John and Aaron. Aaron, who beat me. John, who's 1-2. And, you know, after the Britt fiasco, after Eli Manning on the bench for Philly, which obviously was not really a bad decision by John, kind of just an unlucky thing. Who we got, John or Aaron?
Well, Aaron's team is so volatile, like, it's up and down. It's hard to say.
Yeah, I think I voted for Aaron, actually, this week. That's what I see here on my screen, and I don't know exactly why. It's probably because I just hate all of John's guys. That would probably be it. Because I don't like Forte. We've been through that. Manning, you know, I hope he throws a lot to Manningham, but he's been pretty up and down, too. But John's got a good team. I mean, if you look at the rest of his guys, Witten and Roddy White are good. Tampa Bay's playing Indianapolis this week. They should be pretty good. Aaron, though, just seems to, like, continue to put up big weeks every week. Breeze, it keeps going off. Ryan Matthews now is, like, going to go off every week, it looks like, because he's good and Tolbert's not. By the way, I have Tolbert. Yeah, that sucks. Jimmy Graham keeps catching touchdowns from Breeze. So I don't know, man. One thing Aaron really needs to do is put Danny Woodhead on the bench and start. I think she has Bolden and DeSean Jackson on the bench so she can start Danny Woodhead. And I don't understand this at all. I'm really glad nobody brought this up in the podcast last week because she was playing me, but I'm going to do John a disservice and bring it up and say, Aaron, if you're listening to this, please bench Danny Woodhead. I do not know what you're thinking. There, I said it.
I think John comes out of this matchup 2-2. He's a natural-born leader. He's got the squad, he's got the team, and he knows what he's doing. So I see a big W here for Mean Machine.
Yeah, I mean, he needs it. He's going to be right next to me at 1-3 if we both lose. Hun household's not going to be a fun place to be if that happens. So, let's go on here. Let's move on to why don't we do Steel City and Fuzzy Duck? Fuzzy Duck here. Oh, hold on. Dang it. I gotta do it. Can Eric's team go 4-0 against Maddie, the retooled Maddie now, who's got Peterson and Holmes, who presumably will both be starting? Who do you like?
Fuzzy Duck 4-0.
Paul, what do you think?
Who I like or who I think will win?
Paul, I want to know who you like, and I want to know who you think will win. Answer both those questions.
Well,
Paul.
Fuzzy Duck on paper looks pretty good, but I think his time's coming for a loss. I don't know if it's going to be at the hands of Maddie, but I can hope.
Yeah, we can hope. I don't like Eric anymore. I'm going to say it. I don't like his team. I don't like Tom Brady. I don't like the fact that he's doing so well, that everything in his life seems to be lining up so perfectly. I mean, he's got front row Browns tickets this week. I don't know, man. I just think there's too much good karma at one time.
He's got to get knocked down a peg.
He's got to get knocked down a peg. Yeah, like, he's just cruising through this league like a hot knife through butter while we sit around and, like, massage our own asses after we get beat every week. And I don't like it.
Whoa, hey, Ryan.
Maybe just
it's not a we, man. It's a you.
Maybe that's just me, then. No, in all honesty, though, I think, obviously, Eric's a big favorite this week. Maybe the new additions will come inject some life into Steel City. I don't know. Eric's got a really good team. He's just loaded. Felix Jones, Hightower's been good. Fred Jackson's been going off. Jennings, Brady. I mean, he's just good at every position. He's earned his spot so far. I don't see him losing this week to Maddie. And Maddie, what's he going to do? He's just going to be real compliant. He's going to say, yep, Eric was the better team, you know? Guess you got to give it to him. I mean, how can you say Maddie's going to win when he's not even going to put up a fight like that? He's just going to say, yeah, I guess I will get my ass kicked this week. Oh, well, he deserved it. You know, that's how I see this playing out. Nick, am I wrong?
You know, I don't know that you're wrong, but I don't see a problem with Maddie saying, I'm going to put my best players out there, we're going to have a good match, and whatever happens, happens. You know, I think maybe he gets, maybe a lot of people see that as, oh, Maddie doesn't care enough. But I think it's that Maddie's a good sportsmanship guy. Unless he wins. When he's a very good loser.
Yeah, then he's
but when he wins, he turns the knife.
Yeah, and he's helicoptering right in Joel's mouth.
Double turns.
Game, yeah.
Right. Teabag.
Yeah.
Teabag.
Maddie pre-fantasy matchup, and even pre, like, Steelers matchup, he's like the Jim Tressel that I lived with for 3 years. He's like, well, you know, the other team, they're really good, and they've got guys, and they're going to come out, and they're going to play, he's going to play real hard, and I just hope we have enough to win. And then it's like, whatever, Maddie, can't you just say we're going to kick somebody's ass one time? One time, Maddie, can't you say that? I don't know.
Well, the league has spoken. It's 8 votes as of today. 8 votes for Fuzzy Duck, 0 for Maddie.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised to see Maddie's vote over on Eric's side if I could see him right now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what we're going to see. That's what we're going to see on Monday. We're
going
to see.
Now, I'll say that's going a little too far.
We're
going
to see Steel City voted for Fuzzy Duck. And that just can't happen. That just can't happen. That's enough on Maddie and Eric, I think. Let's go to Joel and Beck. Let's click that one. Let's bring that one up. Joel has guaranteed victory. Does that matter?
Well, he's not playing a defense, so we'll see how that goes.
Does he even need a defense? He may just say, I'm just playing 7v8.
Well, I mean, if you look at Joel's team now compared to where it was after week one going into week two, like, Joel has made himself a contender, and I don't remember what he's given up next year as far as what he slides down in the rankings. Like, I don't think it's that much.
Not much. Yeah, no.
Right. But he's got Cam Newton. When he picked up Cam, I was like, shit, that you know, because you want to see the week stay weak when you want to win, and I think Joel's going to be obviously a good manager. Now he's got Aaron. He's got Foster.
Back health. Yeah.
Yeah, Finley, Newton. I think Joel's got a good team. And unless he gets Wes Welkered, I'm going to give him the win this week.
Yeah, that's true. He might get Wes Welkered. You know, Joel, you need to start a defense, dude. That's the one thing I can say is that don't be like that. Don't be arrogant. Don't try to make a statement. Just go out and do it. All right. And then you can talk trash when you're 2-2.
Yeah, We should start a defense every week, guys. So that's important.
It is important. It's part of the league, Joel. Paul, what do you think, man? Do you like Joel's team better now with all these new guys? Do you think
that... I would like to see Joel get a win just to kind of validate some of the trading that's been going on, just to show that there's some positive gains from making a move like that. I would like it for it to pay off for him.
Do you think a good Joel fantasy team is good for the Igloo League?
Well, that's a good question, but I'm not prepared to answer that yet.
I'll tell you what, I'll answer it, and I think it is. Because Joel is gonna, beyond all the chirping or the smack talk, which there really even hasn't been that much this year, really, from him.
He's been very,
a very compliant and well-behaved citizen in this league. He cares about his team, man, and he wants him well, and he wants that Joshua R. Coffey Memorial Trophy to be shipped via UPS ground or next day air to Carolina, or where the hell he is now, or wherever the hell he's going to be in a week. I'll hand deliver it if he wins this league. There, I said it. I'll drive it out to wherever he's living, and I'll say, Joel, here you go, man. You've earned it. I think he'd enjoy that.
I love that. I love that.
I think, yeah, who we got winning? Joel or Beck? Who's your pick? Let's go. It's time for picks.
Joel.
Stringy guitar.
Make it three. Stringy guitars for the win. I like it. Who we got now? Oh, Paul. Matchup of the week, maybe?
It is.
Poster matchup?
A glorious poster.
Yeah.
I've never looked better. I like it.
It kind of gave me the creeps, though, like thinking that you guys were together, but other than that, it was a very good poster. Paul, you're playing Steph. Are you going to win? Are you going to win respectfully, or are you going to win?
It already took him too long to answer.
Paul, can you, by the way, you also need to update your picture, because the Meerkat Ultimate Warrior is now out of date, and you need to figure out something else for your matchup this week with Delicious Jervicious.
I generally get a little antsy come Saturday, so that's probably my time for...
That's when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right, Paul. Well...
No, I like my team. I think Yahoo has thus far not given me enough credit for these point values or whatever, so I think my team's valued a little higher than they're showing me, but I'm still confident on my tripod. I've got...
Paul, are you making a reference to the size of your penis there, or the three?
Yeah, my top three players are pretty good too.
Or the three best guys. I'm a bit confused.
I don't know. I mean, I always have a unhealthy view of my own team. So up until 10 o'clock on Monday, I'm figuring out a way to win.
Yeah, I think you're right. Those top three dudes are just beasts. I don't know that Steph has enough firepower to overcome that. Peyton Hillis. He's not been as good this year. He's out because of things like strep throat. Like, the old Peyton Hillis would have, like, he would have never been out for that. He's too tough, and now he's out for, like, you know, he's for that kind of crap. I just don't get it. Rivers has been down so far. There's just nobody on her team that really makes you scared. Meanwhile, McFadden's, like, running in 30 points on the Jets defense. Like, I don't know. I don't see how that stops, and I don't see how the Meerkats don't go 3-1. Nick, do you see something I don't see?
I see what you see clearly. Steph tried to trade me Sean Green, so I don't know. I don't want to talk about Steph right now.
Did she try to trade you Cedric Benson too? Or just
no,
Sean Green?
Just Sean Green.
Did she want Brandon Marshall in return?
I don't remember. And actually, it was a really very cordial, like, here's what I'm going to offer. And it was a really nice counter. And it was very civil.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know why I'm bad-mouthing her to the league.
Nothing got done, though. So evidently, nobody liked the other offer.
Well, I mean, sometimes there's just not a deal to be made, Brian.
Yeah, I
guess
so.
It's you leave on good terms and hope that maybe you run into each other again in the future.
Sometimes you go in, you meet the CFO, you know, you do the presentation, and you realize that they never had any intention of buying PS ship, you know? And,
right.
And you walk out and you say, hey, appreciate your time, you know? And you move on. Sometimes it happens.
Shake that man's hand and move on, you know, and on to the next one, as they say.
That's right. Well, Paul right now is a 7-0 vote favorite on Delicious Jervicious, so...
Check the update, 8-0 now.
8-0, excuse me. So yeah, that matchup, and what was it, the fuzzy matchup? Yeah, that was another, like, unanimous decision. So, league predicting a few blowouts this week. Nick, it's time. It's time for Cornbread to come into the house of the McCoy Pond Pirates. Will they leave with a victory, or will you take it?
Oh, absolutely, I get a W here. I think I posted I think Tyler's team has a lot to offer, and I think he's very dangerous. That being said, I know my team, and I know my players, and I know the coach, and we're going to win. All I'm hoping – so Tyler's team is a thunderstorm, and I'm just hoping that I get by before the rain starts because I think he's going to have a good season. He's got good players that are underperforming, Chris Johnson being number one.
Yeah.
But there's no way Turner's going to F me in the A again like he did last week with like 1 or 2 points. So he's going to give me some points. Brandon Marshall's going to step up because he wants to be a premier wide receiver and he needs to have good games. Mike Wallace is just crazy nuts. And Rodgers is super consistent. So I'm pretty confident about a win here.
Nick, I think the whole league is wondering, as am I, and so I'm going to ask the question, why is Joseph Addai still on the bench after his pretty much his best week he's had in a while against the Steelers? Are you you're still not a Joe Addai fan? I mean, you seem to love him when you're offering him to me in trades. So So why is he not in the starting lineup this week?
Number one, I loved him for you, Ryan. It was a good match. You guys are a good match. Because I don't have confidence in the Colts. I'd rather take the risk with Henderson and hope that he pulls a big catch like he did against John 2 weeks ago. You know, it's like,
yeah,
I just see the Colts continuing to struggle, and I'm okay if he sits on the bench and scores 2 more points than Henderson because I think Henderson has a better upside.
All right, man. Well, hey, I like Joe Addai. I want to see him thrive in your system. So
make me an offer.
No, I'm not saying that I like him that much. I'm saying I just...
Oh, okay. You just want him to ruin my house.
No. I want him to do well for you. Paul, is there anybody on Nick's team that would keep you up at night if you were Tyler? That's kind of a ridiculous question, but I want you to answer it.
Is there something I'm supposed to be... Is it easy because... I don't know what I'm saying. Rodgers?
Yeah. Yeah.
I felt like I got called on and I was sleeping in class.
Yeah, Paul, I put you on the spot. And, yeah. I don't know. Cornbread has gotten better. I think Chris Johnson... I don't know, man. I don't know if Chris Johnson's going to have a good year. I don't think... I'm starting the Browns defense, and he's not going to break out against the Browns defense on Sunday just because the Browns are awesome. And Eric's going to be there making a lot of noise so that they can't run plays efficiently. And I think that's another reason why Chris Johnson's not going to have a good week this week. So, yeah, I don't know. I voted for Cornbread to win, which I'm not quite sure why. Probably because I just was tired of Nick winning. Maybe that was it. But I think Nick has the advantage. Even so, I voted for Cornbread.
I don't think it's a blowout, but I'd probably have to lean towards Nick as well.
Have you voted yet, Paul?
I haven't. I've been saving.
Oh, my gosh. Are you really going to start like bartering for his vote right
now? I would appreciate your support, Paul.
Whatever.
If you could give it to me, I'd appreciate it.
We'll see what Cornbread offers.
All right. Well, Nick, good luck. I think you'll need it. And then finally... we have Andy versus...
Andy versus it doesn't matter, right? I mean, right?
Andy versus Roethlisberger. And hold on, this is going to be Team Pittsburgh. Maybe we found out what Dave is really doing. He's accumulating all the Steelers that he can. He's going to start Antonio Brown. He's starting Ben Roethlisberger. And now he's going to start Mendenhall because he traded Peterson. Dave, Hines Ward is a free agent. You can pick him up. Nick has Wallace. I'm sure you could trade him like somebody like LeGarrette Blount, maybe. I mean, I'm just trying to broker a deal here. I don't think we've ever had anybody start an all same team fantasy team. There should be a medal for that. Yahoo should give out a medal for if you start every single guy for, like, the Steelers or Browns. It'd be better if it was the Browns. Aaron actually would have come close to doing this probably 3 years ago. But that may be what Dave's trying to do. Anyway,
I'd like to see it.
I would love to see it. But who's going to win? It's a close vote right now. Dave has 4. Andy has 3. Who's going to win?
Well, this is a matchup where I feel like Dave's pending trade is going to hurt him. You know, because he's Peterson's gone. Right, I'm thinking of the right trade.
Yeah,
right?
Peterson's gone, and so is Santonio Holmes.
Which Holmes, I don't know. I mean, that's in my mind, that's a placeholder. But with Peterson out and you put Mendenhall in this lineup, I feel like it gets weaker.
Oh yeah, it does. But he gets, who else does he get? Oh, he gets Larry Fitzgerald. He's gonna have Larry Fitzgerald in as a receiver as well. Okay. Which may actually, sadly enough, well, it may knock out AJ Green or it may knock out Antonio Brown. So we'll see. One of our Steelers may be on the bench. We'll have to see what he does. But yeah, he's gonna have Fitzgerald. And he's going to have Mendenhall, and he's losing Peterson out of his starting lineup. So,
what do you think, Paul?
I don't know. I'd like to see Andy pull out a win.
Yeah, I mean, I think he needs a win, obviously, or else this could get. I mean, it could get ugly for him. He's starting Reggie Wayne, so he evidently thinks, you know, Painter's going to throw a few balls to him. I think he's about tired of Frank Gore, although I don't know if Gore's going to play this week. It looks like he practiced but was limited, so that may have something to do with it. Yeah, I mean, Andy's just kind of gotten unlucky this year with the Peyton Manning thing, which affected Reggie Wayne. Percy Harvin hasn't done a whole lot because McNabb has been McNabb. And then Kolb hasn't had a real good go of it so far. He's been okay, but he hasn't been really great. I don't know. It's just going to be tough, I think. I think this is a very winnable game, though, for Andy. Especially because Dave's team won't have had the chance to practice together. they won't have had the chance to, like, really... I think he's going to be working with, like, a limited playbook because of the fact that they really don't have a lot of camaraderie. So you don't know what the locker room's going to be like with Dave, you know, trading away all his guys. I think all that actually slides the edge to Andy. I voted for Andy to win this matchup just because I think he can get it done this week. So that's what I have to say. You have anything to add with that, Nick?
One word, 4 syllables. Struggling.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah,
Struggling.
Struggling.
He's in the house of struggling.
Yeah, he is. Although there's not anything that says that. What he's like, this maybe, I don't know if we can tell what this is. yeah. That's Andy's team right there, flatlining. Or here's another good one that could describe Andy's team right now. Yeah. I guess that's a man jumping out a window, although I don't. That didn't sound like it to me.
But I will say it's not for a lack of creativity and intelligence. I think it's a situation where it's a great manager with underperforming players.
Dude, I'll tell you what. Sometimes it just doesn't go right. Like,
yep.
There's all kinds of crap that happens in fantasy that makes no sense at all. And that's just how it goes. I mean, it can go that way for anybody. So I was there last year, that's for sure. I was like 2-9 at one point. It was terrible. And it just,
well, you know. See, look how you turned it around this season.
Yeah, I've been turning around this season too. See, I mean, you're right. No injuries, no problems. Yeah. Hey,
wins.
Nick. Yeah, F you, Nick. That's right. F you. And
they know nothing.
You know nothing. All right. Well, let's see. Do we have anything else to cover here? Anything else of important note of the league? We've covered some trade activity. We've made less than veiled references to the power rankings. Thanks, Brian, for all of your hard work. I think everyone's enjoyed the power rankings. Thanks, Joel, for doing week 3 power rankings. I think you deserve some credit in front of the entire league here for putting...
I do...
putting. I do want to say that I love the rankings. I smile when I'm reading them, and I, you know, I stayed out of the talk on the boards about whether they should be referenced or not. I definitely think they should, which is obviously what we did here tonight. So thank you to everyone that contributes.
All right, cool. Well, guys, any closing remarks? Anything else we need to say before we wrap it up?
Hey, Polly, can we get an update on how folks are doing with their weekly picks? All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've got...
What's the
pick sheet update? We've got Steel City, Cornbread, Beat of the MAC, and McCoy Pond Pirates at the top of the overall pick leaderboard. I don't know how much of that falls into Joel's theory that the new players into the league get a clean slate without any biases, but I mean, Nick's showing some promise with that. Brian's had a big week this week with five correct picks, so I think the Igloo Foundation is struggling a little bit. We may be a little bit biased in some wrong ways, but I know it's fun to see who picks these games right.
So here's the thing, right? Over 3 weeks, there have been 21 matchups, right? Seven matchups a week, 3 weeks, 21 matchups. There's only four teams in the league who've picked half the matchups correctly, which you would think, at least if you flipped a coin, you'd get 50%. So anybody who's 9 and under, which is me, Steph, Dave, Paul, John, Joel, Aaron, Eric, Beck, and Andy, are all not even better than a coin flip in our predictive ability.
Well, I think that goes to show kind of just the kind of season it's been. Like, there's been a lot of upsets. There's been a lot of games that have come down to the final minute and Monday night. Like, things aren't going the way they should, which is kind of fun. I don't know. Makes for an interesting play out of all this.
Yeah, Paul, I appreciate you reintroducing the pick sheet idea. I think this was a very good idea, and I'll be interested to see how things shake out over the next, you know, few weeks to see if there's a clear... I'd love to be able at the end of the year to turn around and look back and say, you know what? McCoy Pond Pirates, he may not know fantasy, but he knows how to pick the correct matchup winners. And I think that would be at least something for a first-year player like Nick to take with him in the offseason if things don't work out on the field.
Yeah.
So.
You can't control how your team does, but you can control the correct picks that you get.
That's right. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, boys. Well, it's been fun. I appreciate you guys joining me for the podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll look forward to week 4. Hopefully some more crazy stuff goes down. Peace out.
Take it easy. Let's have a great weekend.
Later.